it's spring. This feeling light as a feather. They say this thing, this magic we shared together, came with the weather too. They say it's May that's made me daft as a daisy. It's May, they say, that gave the whole world this crazy heavenly hazy hue. I'm a lark on the wing, I'm the spark of a firefly's fling. Yet to me, this must be something more than a seasonal thing. It must be spring, those bells that I can hear ringing. It must be spring, but when the robin stops singing, you're all I'm clinging to.
Listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music out of Calgary, Alberta, from singer Katie Georgie off of her album Hello, How Are You? We heard They Say It's Spring, and that date saw her working with pianist Anthony D'Alessandro, bassist Thomas Hainbook, and drummer Jacob Watuski. Music out in January of 2017 before that off Cellar Live Records from pianist Noah Haidu. From his album, Infinite Distances, we heard Momentum, a track that featured Sherelle Cassidy on the alto sax. And the set started with music from bassist Kyle Eastwood from the album Songs from the Chateau. We heard Tonic, a track featuring tenor saxophonist Graham Blevins.
Thank you. enchanted evening. You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. And somehow you know. You know even then that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream all alone. Tell you why. Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Oh, some enchanted evening, When you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream all alone. Oh, who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try.
Writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. He's knocking on a door, but not for me. He'll plan a 2x4, but not for me. I know that love's a game, I'm puzzled just the same. Was I the moth or flame? I'm all at sea. It all began so well, but what an end. This is the time a fella needs a friend. When every happy plot ends with a marriage knot, but there's no knot for me. Songs of love, but not for me.
A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall, get that way. I hope it lasts and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. I guess he's not for me. Thank you.
This is Bird Note. Cackling geese may look a lot like Canada geese, but their slighter build and shorter beaks give them away as a distinct species. And one subspecies in particular has a very special story. Aleutian cackling geese build their nests on a chain of islands off the western coast of Alaska. In the 1700s, fur traders introduced an invasive species of fox to the islands, with devastating consequences for the geese. For decades, Aleutian cackling geese were believed to be extinct. But in the 1960s, a biologist discovered a group of around 300 birds nesting on Boldeer Island. The fortuitous discovery allowed conservationists to put the birds on the endangered species list. And this paved the way for federal protections on their Alaskan nesting grounds and their wintering territories in Oregon and California. Thanks to this habitat conservation, there are now more than 120,000 Aleutian cackling geese, making the biannual journey between Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. To learn how to conserve seasonal habitats and protect the future of migratory birds in your area, start at our website.